What's up, guys, and welcome back. This is really just going to be like a big just chat, and I mean, maybe I'll be a little structured, maybe I won't. Who cares? I'm just giving you guys an episode of stuff. I mean, I've done things, so there's stuff to talk about. So welcome to another episode. Do I know what number it is? Hell no, but I'll put the number up there. Thanks for coming. So, listen, it's going to be all over the place because I don't even know where to start. But I will say, I have not been doing this podcast for a while. I really, really want to be doing it. Like, I want to do this routinely. But there's just so much. Like, I've been in a super creative space musically. So I've just been working on mad music. Like, there was a period during this break that I took where every single day, I just woke up and wrote music. And I really have to blame, like, TDE members for that, because Q has this thing that he does, and I've been over there, and that's been inspiring me. And then Isaiah Rashad's been dropping stuff. He's been doing a bunch of shit, and that shit's been fucking inspiring me, like, heavily. So yeah, I've been working on a shit ton of music, and that's really the biggest reason I haven't fucking been here. But other than that, I mean, I did do stuff again. Like, I read comics. I read Nice House on the Lake Part 2. That was pretty interesting insight. Everyone's still grappling over the issue of their best friend turning out to be an alien who locked them all in a house together while he destroyed the entire world around them, and they can't even go back home to their family. They're trapped. There's an invisible wall, and they have this beautiful house with everything they could ever need, minus the extra friends and family part. And it's a really cool story. That was good. Issue 2 didn't go further. It more developed everyone's mental state, and them grasping the fact that this is really, really happening. What else? I caught up on the Joker. I didn't read Joker 5 though, but I read everything up to Joker 4. And it's a really cool solo Joker story. It's really a Jim Gordon story in my head, if you ask me, so far. Jim Gordon is tasked with killing the Joker by a lady who is trying to get back into the good graces of the Court of the Owl, the Court of Owls. And she hires him to kill the Joker. And he goes and takes this mission with the possibility of actually going to kill the Joker in the end. I don't think he'll kill the Joker. I think Joker will be able to get his last scheme in. And I think when Joker tries to do his very last scheme, then he's actually going to kill the Joker. I think it's going to be a thing between him and Batman. And that's when he pulls the trigger and just lets the Joker go. Like, just murders the Joker. And I think that's going to change Batman's perception on a lot of things once he finally sees Jim Gordon crack in front of him in such a way. But I personally wouldn't call that cracking. I would just say Batman has rules, and Jim Gordon has rules, but he's no longer in a position where he needs to utilize those rules anymore. Batman still is. Batman is still Batman. If Batman changed his moniker or his name and he said Deadman per se, even though Deadman's character, Deadman can kill, Batman doesn't. So, I mean, I can see that being a thing that turns Batman and makes him rethink his entire strategy if he saw Jim Gordon actually pull that trigger on the Joker. There's that. What else? I've read a shit ton of X-Men. The Hellfire Gala. Alright, so the Hellfire Gala was really cool. There was a bunch of cameos. The Eminem cameo wasn't what I thought it was. He was just over there in the corner, just drawn in, and it was really trash. It was cool to see him drawn in there, but it was trash because he didn't get any interaction. There was other people who had actual verbal interactions. Everyone had magnificent outfits. Like, it was fucking great. All right, so there's a couple things that came out of it, but notably the biggest thing for me that came out of it was Scarlet Witch appeared, and the last person she was with was with Magneto. You can probably tell where this is going. Well, in the very last Hellfire Gala issue, which was X Factor, I think it was 11 or 12, maybe 10. Either 10, 11, or 12. But it was the last X Factor issue, and it was the last issue of Hellfire Gala. And Scarlet Witch's son was walking with the crew, and Eye Boy, with his eyes, was able to see that there was a dead body somewhere, and he could make out the shape of the dead body. And he tried to steer everyone away from walking that direction, which pissed off Scarlet's son. Sorry, I can't remember his name. And he found her dead in a bush. So she died. And that was the biggest twist that's going to lead into Trial of Magneto, because he was the last one seen. But the other notably big thing that happened was the X-Men moved. Basically, the X-Men own Mars, okay? The X-Men have their own planet. The mutants have their own planet. Mutants and Arako. They have their own planet that is their official home, I believe, now. And there's a specific port, especially for people who come to visit, who need to trade or anything like that. But I love it because it's just so funny. They tried to invite Namor over to Krakoa. They tried to be peaceful with him, and then he wanted to throw some shade, so they threw some shade back. And then Magneto was like, yo, fuck this. We're gonna go advance our plans. We're moving to Mars tonight. They do a whole fireworks show from Mars, and it was ridiculous. And this brings up the biggest argument in my head. Why the fuck are the humans so mad? Who gives a fuck? The mutants were born. Oh my god. Menaces. They have powers. They're the next step evolution that we may never achieve. We need to destroy them all. Cool. X-Men do nothing but try and help. Only thing they do is beat up bad guys. And that's the same thing the normal powered superheroes do. But they get praise and X-Men don't. Cool. X-Men decide to go to the tiny little island of Genosha, where they don't even try and fuck with nobody. What do? They fucking slaughter everybody there. They send sentinels. They destroy that shit. Alright. Fine. Come back. Some other shit happens. Xavier tries to start a school to show you that I'm trying to help let these kids hone their abilities. Doesn't work out. School gets blown up. Gets destroyed. Gets invaded. School just gets fucked. Alright. Fine. We're going to go live on the living island of Krakoa. Literal green that is a part of the world and a mutant. It's gotten attacked about 2 or 3 times already. Not destroyed, just attacked. Everyone still hates them. Barely want to recognize them. Only reason they're recognizing them is because they have the strongest medicines out of anybody. Alright, we just want to be peaceful, live on an island, and help you guys out. We still love y'all. No? It's not what you want to do? Fine. Fuck y'all. We're gonna go to Mars. Everyone cries. Oh my god, we wanted to go to Mars. The mutants all have Mars. That's an issue. Mars this, Mars that. Mars was uninhabited. Nobody was going to Mars. Like, if you wanted to use Mars so bad, why didn't you figure it out? Oh, you couldn't. And guess who could? The fucking mutants. And now they move there out of your fucking hair. And what happens? You get pissed the fuck off and you still want to blow up the motherfucking planet because there's mutants on it. And it makes no sense. They're like, oh my god, the mutants are using Mars to station a secret attack. We don't know when it's going to come. No, they just want their own fucking place and recognition, a safe haven. Yo, mutants are fucking minorities, alright? I'm not even gonna go into that. But I love having that conversation because it's fucking true. But anyway, fantastic, alright? That was great. I loved what came out of it. And we also get, I don't know if I read this during the last one, but we're getting, a very powerful, deadly mutant back. we'll see what happens, but it's coming in Way of X, and boy, Way of X is so good. Whoo, that shit fire. Also, X-Men made a treehouse in New York, and now the new X-Men are stationed out of New York, close to Earth, closer to parts of Earth that they can reach, and it's really cool. I like the team. I believe it's X-23, Polaris, Sync, Jean Grey, Scott, and I, forgive me, but I'm definitely missing one other person. I want to say Sunspot, but I could be completely wrong. But yeah. Sorry, did I call her X-23? Laura Kenny, aka Wolverine. She's not X-23. And if you have an issue with that, suck it. Suck her claw. Okay? Suck her fucking claw. The one on her foot. Actually, no. You don't even deserve to touch her foot. The one on her hand. Both of them at the same time. But anyway, yeah, I said something about structure earlier, right? There's no structure here, but I promise there's going to be a bunch of stuff that we're going to talk about. It's just been so long, and I don't know. I've been overwhelming myself with all these comics. I've read some more X-Men stuff. Like, what did I just read? I think I just read, hold up. Let's see if I can find it. I can't find it. I don't know what I just read. Oh, I read Way of X number 4. And, dog, Charles Xavier is, like, probably one of the most annoying,
people right now. Because
his son, David, aka Legion, was just trying to get something from him to help out. But Legion's like, bro, I don't trust you yet, but that might change. But I need you to trust me, because, like, I'm actually trying to do something good for once. And Xavier's just like, alright, cool. But you know the person who's been invading all these mutants, and I want you to tell me. But if you don't tell me, I'm grabbing myself. And he grabs it himself. And boy, was that the dumbest thing he could have ever done. Within grabbing the, grabbing the information from David's head, he ended up unleashing a bit of Onslaught's power by saying his name. Or was it Onslaught? Onslaught. I mean, even thinking his name. And everyone in the Krakoan bar was about to fucking murder each other. And David's just like, alright, nope. Me and my friend's gonna blow this shit up. They blew it up. And now there's like 13 dead mutants because Xavier just didn't want to trust his son. And I wonder how Xavier's gonna take that resurrection. If he's gonna come back with the knowledge still, or right before it, because Cerebro couldn't back up. But we'll see. But I'm excited. I'm liking what's happening. It's fucking great. Way of X is really, really awesome. I'm actually about to read X Corp number 3. Well, sorry for the yawn. Number 3 right now. So I'll be back after that. Then I can talk some shit about that too. X Corp was about to launch a new, they're about to upgrade bandwidth pretty much. And in that, Monet had a conversation with someone who injected her with something that was meant to help suppress her mutant powers. It's something they were developing for the mutants, so they can give people the option to not be mutants, which, screw all those people who don't want to be mutants. But yeah, so they suppressed her with something, and then she kind of fucking flew out of the roof, and I think she messed up the launch of the bandwidth generator. It was a pretty good issue though. Page turning very. A bunch of little stuff was happening, and bro, all I can say is this X-Men shit is just great. Like, I loved every piece of that issue. And all it just shows is now that this is a great story, because now that X-Men are in the public eye, they have more chances to fuck up. It's like watching the biggest company in the world try and do things. I don't even know how to explain it, really. right now, but like it's just really good because this shows X-Men in the public eye doing public things, being in U.S. business, and it's damaging for them if they fuck up, and they publicly just fucked up, not on purpose, but they're always being sabotaged, and it's like that's probably how real corporates are. Like there's always some type of sabotage, it's always some bullshit. Fucking crazy, bro.
I don't remember if I said that this was gonna be like a non-cohesive thing, but we're gonna swap over to the Halo Infinite flight that I've been playing all weekend. No, you're probably just murdering me, because anybody who's been loving this podcast or liking it is mad that I haven't released or wants to, you know, kick me in the face. I understand, but we get back on it, and this is the start of us getting back on it. I just have a lot of shit. But anyway, Halo Infinite Flight. It was great. It was fun. It was absolutely intense. Like, all right. So, the flight is not a beta. Why? Because it's a targeted testing for very specific areas and boxes that they want to check. So, when you go into it, you can't expect a full demo. It's not a demo of the game. That's usually what betas are now. Betas nowadays are like a demo of a game. You get all the XP, you can unlock stuff, all that crap. This game, they just wanted us to focus on playing as many matches as we can with the bots, finding out any of the issues that happened during gameplay. They wanted us to go in the store with the credits that they gave us and just buy items and learn a little bit about the customization, make sure the store works. And they gave us a little bit of battle pass to get so we could just look good while doing it. And then we were able to check on the AIs, which they gave us 4 of. My favorite one, I believe it was Cirque. So cool. I love her voice. It's awesome. There are people who are complaining, but I just want to let y'all know. A flight is not the same thing as a beta. It's more specific. So you can't. If they do another flight, which they probably will, you can't go in it and think you're getting the full game. If you do, good for you. But that's not what they always do. It's targeted. It's very specific. So, I was in this flight, and it's versus bots. Because they're testing, bots take up more server strength than a normal human. Because not only are you putting space in there, you're putting a space in there with an AI that also comes from their servers that now has to play a very specific way that it is programmed, has to have awareness. So the first bots that they gave us were I think they were either recruit bots or marine bots, I forgot what they called them, but we played against some easy bots. So fun scraping them, got used to all of the abilities. I found my favorite gun. It's called the skewer. It's like a harpoon gun, basically. Like, it's just a big ass gun sniper with a needle in it, but it takes super long to reload. So I've been just fucking needle shotting everybody. It's just great. Like absolutely loving it. And what else? Let's see. We got to play the bots. We got one map. Each day they gave us a new map for 3 days out of the 4-day beta. So we got a new map. We got the first map. The first map was cool. The power weapons swaps between a S7 sniper and a the skewer. The guns on the maps were stuff like BR. I think it was the V8 or the VK87 or something like that. The battle rifle and the bulldog. I don't know if I just said that, but the bulldog. It's a shotgun. I guess it's the new shotgun. I wonder if we're going to get the old shotgun back. Because the bulldog is it shoots a little faster than the normal shotgun that they just used to call the shotgun back in H3. So I wonder if we're going to get that back. But if so, those were the weapons that spawned on the map. And I want to say there was a needler on the map too. And a pulse carbine or pulse rifle. Something like that. But there was a hefty amount of weapons on the first map. They gave us a drop shield as an equipment for this map, and plasma grenades and spike grenades. And that was really it. That was about it. And, of course, no more grenades. But that's all we got. And this map is really cool. Like, in my head, I can literally... I played it so much that I can see everything. There's underground spaces in it to fight under. And it's a nice small little thing. It's perfect for 4v4 or 5v5. Anything above that, you're just going to have really dope, hectic, like, rust shit when you play in a custom lobby. I can't wait to see what people do with the Forge on this map to see if they make any type of... new type of map play. But I don't remember the name of the map. It was really dope. Every time I got on it, the first thing I do is look to see what the power weapon is. If it's my skew baby, I go in there and I just skew people. It's so dope. Alright, so game's really fun. Alright, there wasn't too many bugs that I found on the first day. Someone found a way to get into a wall. All I found was like a sliding bug where you'll slide into your outfit, your Spartan armor, which is really weird, but that was one thing that happened. Sometimes the power weapons wouldn't have an animation when they shoot, the bullets would just come out, so you wouldn't get any kick or anything like that. And then there was what else was there? Oh, sometimes like the your AIs lost texture when you were going to choose them, which is okay. I mean, it's a small thing. I'm pretty sure they could fix it. It was known. I was watching one of the streamers of the community leaders and mentioned it, and he was like, yeah, well, that one we do know. We actually updated it, and that update broke it some more, but we fixed some other stuff. I mean, all they really wanted was like stability and all that other things, and of course if we found other stuff, tell them. But they fixed what they were actually going for first, which is good. Like, again, that little texture issue, probably a very small issue for them. But other than that, what else? There was, I don't know if I said this already because my mind is fucking going crazy. But there's a drop shield in the game, and the drop shield is slow. It's like the bubble shield, but it only covers your front, not your side and your back. So it's literally a front shield, and you can shoot through it. But they can't shoot through it. They can break it, but they can't shoot, and the first bullet goes through it. It's like any type of shield in like Overwatch, Watson shield, I want to say, and the dome shield in actually no, you can't shoot through that dome shield in Apex. But yeah, it's just like that. Oh, Rampart shield. Sorry for that. Rampart shield, yeah, so it's basically like that. It's a shield that you can shoot through. They can't shoot through until they break it. And like, you could just break specific boxes. So if you break one box, you could throw a grenade in it. But also, you can, things ricochet off of the shield, which is cool. It didn't always happen, but it happens sometimes. And another thing, everything in that trailer is doable. We got the grapple hook in the next day. And with that grapple hook, you are able to do a lot. Like, first off, it's really cool because you have AIs, which I mentioned, and when you use the grapple hook from like a far distance, if you have the right AI, they'll make like little noises or love. Like, I had I think I had Cirque, and I like grapple hook and like mad far, and then she's like woo. It's just mad funny, bro. Like, they gave them so much personality. But all right, the grapple hook is really cool because I use the grapple hook to grab weapons from afar. I use it to grab weapons off the enemies I just killed, and it comes right in your hand. So if it's a weapon that you don't have, it'll come right in your hand from a swap, and you can immediately use it, and it's fucking awesome. Like, what else did we have? We had you can also grapple enemies. All right. You can grapple them from behind, yeah, and it'll be like a assassination, or you can lower their shields and then grapple them by surprise if your teammate lowers their shield. But if their shields are lowered, it's an instant melee. Every time you grapple an enemy, you grapple them and then you melee them. But be careful, the further you are, the easier it is for them to shoot you out of the fucking sky. And then there's plasma grenades. Plasma grenades aren't new. No, they're not. But what they can do is fucking awesome again. You could throw the plasma grenade at something, at a weapon that's on the that's on a floating pattern, and if you throw it at the right angle, it'll blast back at you. So I did it with the gravity hammer. I grabbed the shit, and then I just went on a hammer spree. Like, I was just murdering everything. Everything. I do have a disappointment, though. I have not heard from the grave one time at all. I've seen the metal pop up on my screen, just haven't heard from the grave. Kind of makes me sad. But it's really good. It is really, really good. I saw some people complaining that because of the shield, I mean, because of the character outlines that you can make, they made it, it's harder to see when people's shields go down. I don't know if I agree with that, didn't pay attention to that, but I do know my weapons, so it was fairly easy for me to know when it's okay to melee someone. If I ever meleeed someone, it was because I was stupid, and they didn't die because I was stupid. Not because I wasn't paying attention. Yes, because I wasn't paying attention. But it wasn't because I couldn't see that their shields were gone. I was being dumb, and I was rushing. The melee feels so good. The game is just so fluent. The game is so fucking great. I am very, very, very excited for the second flight or the full beta. It's just great. Their bot AIs are insane. Like, the way they use the grenades... some of them will use power-ups depending on the difficulty, and they're not just dumb bots. They can get very strategic. Now, the Spartan bots didn't get too much harder for me, but they did get more kills. The Spartan bot numbers, match numbers were higher, but, dog, it's still cool. Like, it, I know that they said it will be there, but I can't wait. I hope that it is there for launch to play with bots, because they are great for warm up. And if you're having a bad match, you can go kick some bots ass and make yourself feel better again. But I mean, that's a short, but that's all I have for Halo. Like, it was just such a good, it was such a good experience. I'm very excited that I was picked for the flight, and I hope to see more testing done before the full game comes out, because the game was just phenomenal. I think everyone needs a chance to get on it, but at the same time, I don't want too many people to get on it, because it's like, if people who were on the fence about it try the beta, then they won't try the full game, even though it's free. If they are like, oh man, I fucking suck at this game, but then again, maybe not. Maybe they'll be like, who knows though, maybe I'll hop back on it because it's free and I could just fuck with it. All I know is that game's dope. I was stupid, I didn't get to buy the battle pass because I used all my credits on cosmetics and what, XP boost, like an idiot. And then I was like, oh, there's a battle pass, oh my god, I'm missing 50 points because I decided to use on the XP boost, which you can buy over and over and over. I just wanted more cosmetics. I'm an idiot, but it was great. It's fantastic. I hope everyone tries it at least once. It's gonna be on PC Game Pass, it's gonna be on Xbox Game Pass, and it's gonna be streamable on launch, unless they change that. But as of now, it's gonna be streamable on launch if you have Game Pass Ultimate and you use any device that has the xCloud.
So more on the video game front, me and my bros started playing Outriders again, and they gave me like gold weapons, so I've just been carrying him. That game is, I forgot how fun that game is. It's just so much better now that I have someone to play it with, if I'm being honest. Other than that, I mean, that's it. I haven't really played anything new. Oh, here's some news for you guys. Oxenfree 2 Lost Signals is coming to PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 in 2022. Now, I'm interested in this game because it originally was shown and only said to be coming to Nintendo Switch. But now it looks like it's coming to PlayStation. So now my question is, will it be on Xbox or not? Because Oxenfree had a good relationship with Xbox. And then they had that other game that had a good relationship with Xbox. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I really like Oxenfree, and I will buy it on my Switch if I have to, but I don't want too. I want it on my Xbox. It's just so much more fun there. Everything's more fun there. Ah, man. Today, as I'm recording this, which is spanned over multiple days, we are getting Suicide Squad, and King Shark will be here, and I am excited. Also, I mean, that's really about it. So I'm just happy for Suicide Squad. I'll definitely come back here and tell you how I feel about it. Most people know that I don't really care for live action Harley Quinn. Animation and comic Harley Quinn are the best Harley Quinn. But on another note, Marvel's ambitious Phase 4 will feature the brightest cast ever for Eternals. I would like to see how this Eternals movie turns out. Trailer looks cool. They flew in on a big ass Apple TV. I thought that was really dope. And I'm very excited to see what it brings to the Marvel universe. I've finally disassociated Marvel MCU from the comic books. Now, I'll look at stuff and I'll be like, oh, that's cool. I remember when this specific thing happened in the when it happened in the comic books. But I'm no longer saying, yo, that's wrong or that's right. I don't care anymore. I give up. Let's see what else we got. We got we got fucking a bunch of people online who played or looked at the beta of Halo Infinite or the Flight, and they shot at fruit, and then they compared it to Last of Us, which had fruit physics. And I think that's the dumbest thing ever, because who cares? The game is fun as fuck. The Halo game is absolutely insanely great. The multiplayer that we played, so fun. And it's only a flight. It's literally shaping up to be the best shooter, in my opinion. Who cares about the fruit and vegetables not flying all over the place when you shoot it? In order to make them as good as Last of Us did, they'll have to do what Last of Us did and crunch. And not saying, the technical stuff in Last of Us 2 was bad. It was great. But it's just bro, how much time did that take for them to make sure the physics of an apple getting shot would properly translate in the video game? The proper amount of apples would fly out. The direction would be proper. There's too much stuff that goes into that when it's hey, or we could just focus on making our game the great game that everybody has been begging for. Fuck the apples, bro. Fuck the apples. No one cares about the apples. Alright. Seer has finally released for Apex Legends as we get a new map. It's barely a new map. They just add stuff. It's a new season. Seer, I have not used yet. But Seer doesn't look that interesting to me either. So, I don't really know how I feel about the whole thing. But I will say Seer is a great partner. I like Seer as a partner. It's really... the dude does a really good job being a scout recon type of support character. And it makes me excited because, I won a match with him. I got to, top five with people playing as Seer and whatnot. It's absolutely worth it. It's worth having a Seer on your team. You might be better than Bloodhound. Yeah, Seer might be better than Bloodhound when it comes to finding enemies. Bloodhound's technique seems very solo, but Seer's technique for finding enemies and stuff is very team-based. It's very helpful, and you can also see an enemy's life bar and all that other good stuff, and I think that's really cool. I think that was a really dope addition for them to do, in my opinion.
But yeah, other than that, that's all I have for gaming, at least personally. I mean, I just glanced over the news too. There wasn't anything insane. I missed a lot of the good stuff because work's been a little intense and whatnot. I cleaned up my comic book room a bit, or my game room, my room, whatever the frick I'm calling it anymore. Just a little bit. My floor looks a little bit more manageable, man. I'm happy that my floor has a walking space. I have Static Shock too, right? So this episode, I'm not gonna go over any other comics, other than saying that most of the X-Men shit is gas. All right, like that shit's big gas. It's really, really good. I'm going to probably skip comics again next week, so it'll be a little bit shorter. And then after that, I'm going to catch up on the X-Men stuff and write shorter summaries about it. Try and change up my summary format. I'm gonna try and catch up on Batman. We'll do a short summary of everything in one, not issue by issue. And then once those two things are caught up, I'm gonna stay caught up on them. And then I'm going to stay writing my summaries like I usually do for y'all. And then we'll start Extreme Carnage once I'm comfortably caught up on Batman and everything X-Men. And we'll go over Static Shock 1 and 2. I don't know if I went over 1 already, but we'll go over it again just as a refresher because I think these are monthly anyway. Alright, so then it's going to be X-Men stuff, Batman stuff, Static just because it's monthly and there's only two issues, and one I read. And then we'll try to get into Infinite Frontier and Checkmate. And hopefully that all works out, and then that's what we'll do. But you already know the drill. At most, we're definitely doing X-Men stuff and Batman stuff because those are my absolute favorites. And Extreme Carnage somewhere in there because I love Carnage, so we're gonna try and get Carnage in there. I'm currently in the middle of reading Joker number 5, which is a little bit of Joker origin in the face of Jim Gordon, so more adding to his origin, and it's pretty interesting. Jim was like fighting super hard to like put Joker in like a super lockdown spot, but Amadeus Arkham was like, nope, someone paid for this ward for their brother, so Joker's gonna stay in a normal cell, and I'm sure that's gonna come to bite them in the ass. But Amadeus Arkham is also insane himself. He refuses to do a lot of things and then blames Batman or others for most of that issue. Also, Fear State is coming out pretty soon. I'm excited for that. Oh man, Booster Gold, Blue and Gold. I seen that in my pull list. I might have to grab that. Sorry, I'm just looking at this little preview of stuff that's coming out. So, hey man, I'm pretty fucking excited. Batman's about to go sick, man. About to get some good shit going on here. All right, y'all. Thank you. I'm sorry for all this, for all the crap, but like, I really do like this podcasting thing. Shit just be happening, man. Life is going good right now. Like, too good. It's never too good. But it's good to the point where shit be getting in the way. You know what I mean? But it's alright. Because we still gonna be here. And I appreciate y'all who still be coming through even when I'm not around on time. So fuck with your boy. Be easy. We gonna get it cracking next time. Much more news. I'm gonna keep my eye on shit. Yeah, thanks, Cass. Peace.